Thanks for calling the Credit Pros, and this is Luis, LFI Credit Repair Specialist. Well, I have the pleasure to be speaking with today.
How's it, Alan?
Thank you very much, Alan. How are you doing today?
All right.
And how can I help you?
You guys called me. I was turning around and I have a dent, and I'm trying to get a loan.
Okay, I just received a transfer call. Let me check. It looks like you have already spoke with a debt specialist from TurboDebt, and based on your credit situation, the specialist determined that the first and most important step to take to move forward on your debt consolidation process is to start working on your credit. Is this correct?
Okay.
Now, how much are you applying for to consolidate your debts?
I'm only applying for $2,500.
$2,500, okay. And do you know what is your credit score at the moment?
I don't have none.
You don't have any credit?
Nope, that's what my credit report says.
Or do you know if there's any type of a negative marks?
Just the IRS.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
All right, and how many times did you apply for this loan with different lenders?
We mean with different lenders.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did you apply for this loan before?
I don't know, whatever I do online. I mean, I haven't got any, so.
All right, so based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit standing. Unlike other companies, we work in improving every single aspect of your credit, from disputing negatives to giving you access to positive credit. So we can go ahead and take a quick look on your credit summary to have a better idea in how many negative and positive accounts are showing up. This way, we're going to be able to identify what's going to be the best option to help you bring your credit score back on track. And this will be a soft inquiry. It doesn't affect your credit score. Okay?
Yep.
So let me double check really quick the information that we have already. Your first name is Alan, last name Penton.
Yep.
Telephone number we have 401-660-3393. It is the right telephone number?
Yep.
Is your email atlpenx2020@gmail.com?
P is Peter, E-N-X.
Okay.
Yeah. PenX@2020@gmail.com.
All right. And do you still live in 807 Sanderson Drive?
Nope. Never lived at 807 Sanderson Drive. I live at 1194 Warfield Street.
Okay. One moment. Okay. So what is your current address?
1194 Warfield Street, that's Warfield Street, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318.
You said 31318?
30318.
Oh, 30318, okay. Right. Now, what is your social security number?
237-593912.
Okay, so I have 237-593912.
Yep.
And finally, what is your day of birth?
11/23/1971.
11/23/71. Right, I'm going to send a request to Equifax. This is just going to take a few seconds, okay?
Yep.
In the meantime, if you have any question, please let me know.
All right.
All All right, thank you so much for holding. Now, Equifax is asking us a few verification questions. This is just for security purposes. I'm going to read you the questions and then I'm going to give you four different options for each question as a possible answer. The first question is, your credit file indicates that you may have opened a car loan or lease around February 2017.
Nope.
If this, no, you say no, never.
That's what I said. Nope, I didn't.
Okay, so the question doesn't apply. The second question is associated with the first one, so it doesn't apply. The next question is, your credit file indicates that you may have opened an installment account around November 2021.
I opened a what?
An installment account. Could be personal loans, appliance accounts.
No, I
Nope.
didn't. Nope.
Okay. And finally, the last question is, in what state was your social security number issued? First
Florida.
option, I'm sorry?
Florida.
Florida. All right. Thank you very much. Let me go ahead and submit the answers. Okay, I have your credit report, and the only thing that it's showing is inquiries. So you don't have any credit established, no negative, no positives, just inquiries on your credit report. Okay, so that's it. Okay, just give me a moment. So basically, Alan, what you need is just established credit. And how much are you applying for, you said?
2,500.
2,500. All right. All right. So let me explain you really quick about what can be done and how can we help you. The service that we offer includes different types of financial tools to help you establish your credit history. And for example, we can start with reporting the payments that you make already, payments that usually are not being reported with the credit bureaus. For example, your monthly bills like water, electricity, if you have subscriptions like internet, cable, telephone, all those payments are usually not being reported with the credit bureaus. So we're going to give you access to Experian Boost, which is going to help you report those payments every month at no additional cost. Now, do you pay rent or are you a homeowner?
Homeowner.
A homeowner. Okay. Well, I was asking you because if you pay rent, we can also help you report those payments every month. Okay. But if you already own a house, well, there's no need for this option. We're also going to give you access to a line of credit for up to $5,000. We can also give you access to some third-party personal loans and credit cards. The main idea is to help you start reporting monthly payments, so that way you will be able to, well, to establish credit history. We're also going to give you access to another option, which is going to report if you decide to work on your credit to move forward with this loan process. For every single payment you make on your credit repair program, those payments will be reported every month to the three credit bureaus as a credit builder loan. It's not going to be a real loan. There is no money to be given through the credit pros. It's just going to be the way that we're going to be reporting your payments. But the benefit is every month you will see an improvement with Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And once you decide to opt out the service, this positive reporting will be discontinued. So basically, this is the information about the service that we offer. There are some more benefits included. I just mentioned the main ones. So do you have any question about the service or the benefits included?
Nope.
No questions. All right. So since we understand that you're applying for this loan because you need to make payments, I'm going to give you a couple of options to help you start working on your credit to move forward with this loan process. The service requires an enrollment in a month-to-month service fee for the same amount, which is $149. But today, since we understand that you're applying for a loan because you need the money, the first option that I can offer you is a discount. The discount will be applied on the enrollment and on the month-to-month service fee. It's going to be the maximum discount available, which is $30. So instead of paying $149 after the discount, all that you have to pay will be $119 for the enrollment and $119 per month. If you're not able to make this payment today, the second option will be at the regular price of $149. But with the second option, we can get you started today and we can give you a 2 weeks extension to pay the enrollment. This second option will be available with an initial payment of only $12.95. So which option do you think is better for you? The one with the discount or the one with the 2 weeks extension?
Now, what does that 2 week extension do for me?
Well, with the 2 weeks extension, we can get you started. We can help you start reporting the payments, and we can give you access to the rest of the benefits included in our service.
But no loan.
I'm sorry?
But no loan?
Well, if you're being transferred from TurboDev, that means that they should have options for you. So this is going to be a very important step in the process.
All right. So if I pay $12, what's the odds that I'm going to get the loan?
Okay. Once we get you started, we're going to send a confirmation to TurboDev, and they should be able to send you your lending options to your email.
And if they don't?
I don't think they're interested to lend you the money. I mean, otherwise, if they don't have any option available, they just turn you down, so you're not being turned down.
All right. So, okay, so what if what I'm asking is, all right, so if they don't give me my loan, or they try to give me like a $500 loan where I'm asking for $2,500 and I don't accept it, do I get my money back from paying for your service?
Well, this is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service. You can stop the service at any time. That's what I can tell you.
Okay. All right. It's what, $12.95?
Yeah, the second option is you pay $12.95, and we give you a 2 weeks extension to pay the enrollment.
And that'd be $149.
That is correct.
For how many months?
Well, and this is not a contract. The average time to establish credit is around 6 months.
Okay.
All right. So for this initial payment of $12.95, what type of a debit card are you going to use today?
Cash App.
Cash App. Okay.
Visa. Yep.
All right. One moment. Let me apply the extension. All right. What is the card number?
4403-9335-0539-9466.
All right. And what is the expiration date?
0227.
And what is the CVV code?
504.
All right. Before I process the payment, let me go ahead and read you the credit and debit card disclosures. This is a very important information. And it says, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. The standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for the enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if funds are not available. Once the payment is accepted, the second set of fee of $149 will be charged by April the 3rd, and your month-to-month fee of $149 will start by May the 3rd. So do you have any question before we process your payment?
Nope.
Okay, one moment. I'm just waiting for the confirmation. Just give me a moment. All right, the payment went through successfully. Congratulations for taking this important step. Now, do me a favor. Can you please go ahead and take a look on your email to see if you already received a welcome email from us?
My email?
Yes.
And it's through the Credit Pros?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, will you please go ahead and open it up and click on the link?
All right. All right, for an individual, and wait, why am I paying $149 and $249?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
You have it down here saying that I'm going to pay $149 for an individual and a monthly fee of $249 for two people.
Okay, that's an option if you want to include a family member or a friend of yours on your credit repair program. Just say with this $12.95 payment, you can add a second person. We can use the same enrollment, which is going to be due in 2 weeks for $149. We can use it to cover your enrollment and the second person enrollment fee. And the month-to-month service, instead of paying $149 for each credit repair, will be $249 for two credit repairs. So that's an option.
Right, but the way it's wrote is saying I'm going to pay $149. And another monthly fee of $249.
No, that's
and or it just says and.
No, that's for family membership, but it doesn't apply. This is individual.
So, all right. What else?
All right. Now, do you see the agreement of service?
It was something I was going to pass to you next time.
Yeah.
You called.
All right, the agreement of service, you need to take a look at it, and if you agree to it, click on I agree, and then next step.
Damn, that's what I said. Well, it took you a while to call me. You know, it took you a couple of days. It didn't show it. Yeah. I looked just an hour ago and it didn't show it. It didn't show it. But then again, it wouldn't matter because I couldn't call you back anyway.
All right. You know,
so have you heard anything about, you know, about your situation and Reed's did? Reed's
done. Okay, I've read it.
All right, then click on next step.
Find out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. Well, how did that turn out? Okay. You losing two. Oh shit, okay. But that's not a permanent situation. New. And is that for all three kids? Okay. Whatever it takes. You know, growing up's a bitch whenever you have to do it all at one time. Oh, you'd have been so better off done what you done in the first 2 weeks. You think about that a lot, don't you? You're a very smart person, I know. That has to bear on your mind. Yep. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Keep in touch, Cole. Okay.
Please let me know when you're done.
Okay. I was building a dashboard.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Okay. All right. So now what?
Okay. Now the last part of the process is going to be the verification, Alan. The verification is going to take less than 2 minutes, but it's going to be very important that you listen the entire message. Once you're done, you're ready to go. And in regards to the loan, just make sure to keep an eye on your email, because the lender, they should be able to send you your lending options at any time, okay? If you haven't received anything from them, you can call them back. Or I just want to remind you that through our client portal, you're also going to have some personal loan options. Okay, you can review them, and if you're interested to apply for one of those options, just contact customer service. Let me give you the telephone number for customer service. Do you have a piece of paper and a pen?
I'll get back with you.
Hold on.
Thank you.
What's the phone number?
It's 973.
Mm-hmm. 233 4388. And the name of the company?
Is the Credit Pros.
Okay.
All right, Alan. Thanks again for your time. Please stay on the line. I'm going to transfer the call to the verification, and that's going to be it.
Okay.
All right. Please hold.